Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Well, it's a Friday. That means more hockey action with Stratford Warriors. The voice of the Stratford Warriors, Casey Kenny, is here. Casey, twice in 1 week here with chatting.
I know. I love it, for sure. Wow. Thanks for having me in, Jamie.
Yeah, we chatted last Monday because it was such a big weekend, not only with the Community Day of celebration for the Allman Arena from last Saturday, but a big winning weekend last weekend for the Warriors.
It was a huge winning weekend, for sure, as you say. Three straight wins, two of those games, a number of players out, five taking part in a tournament elsewhere on Team GOJHL. And then a couple of players out with injuries. And yeah, I mean, the boys came up big. They had a couple of call-ups who played huge and were able to get wins Friday and Saturday night with a depleted lineup.
Yeah.
Then the guys came back who were away, and then they won again on Sunday night in Elmira. So yeah, three straight wins. They're looking pretty good for sure. And yeah, I'm excited, and they're excited, I'm sure, for this weekend's games too.
All right, well, let's get into it tonight and for Saturday, and we have teams that we don't normally see, shall we say.
Yeah, so it's the final crossover week of the regular season in the GOJHL, and yeah, two teams that we don't normally see. Tonight, Sarnia will be at the William Allman Arena, and then tomorrow, Stratford makes the trip to Caledonia to take on the Corvairs. So.
Okay, now what do you think about this sort of interleague?
I love it, for sure. Okay. I really enjoy it, because it's cool to be able to see some of the other teams from the other divisions, see what they're made of, even go to their arenas and see what they're, you know, because it's neat to see what their experience is like. Caledonia is the top team, one of their top teams in their division. They've had a great season so far. Sarnia is doing okay too. They're kind of middle of the pack, but I know Caledonia will be a tough battle for sure. So it's nice, and I mean, when I'm doing the prep, I love it. I get to learn about different players and get to learn about you know, what they're all about. So yeah, I think it's great.
It's interesting. We are kind of getting into crunch time now that we are officially into February, so we have more sort of interleague play this weekend, but that wraps up, but the season doesn't wrap up by any stretch.
No, for sure. So counting the games this weekend, there's 10 in total that are left in the regular season ahead of the playoffs. Stratford had one game that was canceled last month because of weather, so that'll be made up at the end of this month. But yeah, 10 games in total. We're getting down to the crunch time. We're getting down to see exactly who's going to finish where and what's going to happen. So,
and we get an extra day in February, and we get an extra hockey game, if you will. There's a game slated for Thursday, February 29th.
Yeah, well, exactly. For sure. Hey, if you're going to have an extra day, you might as well have a hockey game on it, right? So, I mean, that's all good for sure. But yeah, it's going to be a good month. It's going to be a busy month for sure, but that's the way we like it, and yeah, the playoffs coming for sure. It's an exciting time.
Well, it's going to be great hockey again tonight at the Allman Arena, 7:30, and then it's an away game on Saturday evening at 7:30. What's the best way to check out the games? Of course, in person tonight at the Allman.
But... yeah, for sure. So thanks, Jimmy. If you can't make it to either of the games tonight or tomorrow, we will have the broadcast live on StratfordWarriors.hockey. We get going, myself and Don the General MacArthur, 5 minutes prior to puck drop. So tonight it's a 7:30 start. That'll be a 7:25 pregame show. Tomorrow night, 7:30 start as well. 7:25 pregame show.
All right. Casey Kenny, voice of the Stratford Warriors. And Casey, we haven't had your tagline, so take it away.
Get this going!